Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And that podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. And what do I have on test? A all-new version of the BMW S1000 XR Adventure Sport Motorcycle, which is, as BMW says, even lighter, even faster, and even more versatile. I'm going to come out front about this four-cylinder inline engine, 999cc motorcycle, and I tell you that there is only one thing wrong with it for the South African market. It doesn't have BMW GS on the side of its tank, and that is not a bad thing. Most people are going to buy BMW GSs and never take them off-road, or buy the sport bikes from BMW like the RR and never take them on the racetrack. And if you're not going to do either of those two things, I'm going to tell you this is a better motorcycle than both of the aforementioned. It's not a small bike or for short riders. This 226-kilogram bike, fully loaded with a tank, put me at 6 foot tall, never flat-footed. I was a little tiptoey, but there is a lower seat available. And this bike is built for everything from sports to touring. You get a lot of technology. You get dynamic ESA riding modes, including their pro modes, ABS, pro and dynamic traction control, and a whole lot of things like hill start control, and a perfectly readable 6.5-inch TFT screen, complete with phone connectivity, which comes free of charge, and full LED lighting. And that is a long way of saying that it does a lot of stuff, which I'll get into in a little moment longer. You're getting 121 kilowatts at the 11,000 RPM, but you're getting a lot of that from low down. Maximum torque of 140 newton meters is available at 9,250 RPM, but forget about all of that because it's got a particularly linear torque curve. It never seemed to care which of the six gears it was in. It's rated at 6.2 liters per 100 kilometers. I never got close to that because I did have the revs a little bit high, but you're getting a multi-plate clutch, which is a slipper clutch and self-reinforcing. I'm not sure what that means, and chain drive. You've got a lot of features, which one of them is engine drag torque control, and all of the stuff is electronically controlling. And I don't know how to put it, but your rear wheel is not going to slip unless you've got it in the full dynamic pro mode and you've customized for a lot of slip. But for the rest of us, you can tell it never to wheelie, wheelie a little bit, wheelie like you're a professional, or when you're hitting your brakes, never to lift the back wheel off the ground. It really is that clever. The one I had in test had the quick shift, which also goes beyond that, and you clutchless shifts with engine throttle mapping are just there. And as I said, the dynamic pro modes, including their power wheelie, is just unbelievable technology. On the more practical side, the fourth, fifth, and sixth gears are now much longer ratios, and that means quieter, less fuel consumption, and just nicer to ride long distances. They're saying, BMW euphemistically says, at country road speeds, it'll be quieter and use less fuel. Well, yes, but I won't mention what those country road speeds are, but it says more than 200 kilometers an hour on the box. Hill start control is something once you've had on a bike, you never get tired of. It's just wonderful. And these features are nice because the BMW does have fairly heavy hand control. And between the cruise control and the hill, not using the clutch ever is just great. Extras I got on the test bike, which are paid extras, by the way, and I don't have a accurate costing on them. Keyless ignition, the pro version of BMW's electronic suspension adjustment system, which adjusts damping dynamically. And let me tell you, the damping was good. Normally, I can't handle these bikes in full dynamic mode. They're just too harsh. This definitely wasn't. I kept it in dynamic all the time. Didn't have to go into road mode. The quick shifter, if you can afford it, get it. It's just brilliant. HP Shift Assistant Pro for quick up and down shifting without clutch as an X-Works option. Electronic cruise control, as I mentioned earlier, brilliant. The TFT display has something called Sport Display. Get this. It's wonderful. What it does is it puts the tachometer front and center, which isn't that interesting, but it shows you fun stuff like your lean angle, your traction control, how much you used or abused it, and how much you braked. But what I really loved was looking at the leaning angles and the shift lights. It really did make me feel special. And I'm not going to say what lean angle I got it to, but it does become a little bit of a game in slow corners for me anyway, and faster corners for better riders, I guess. You get great features like a small cubby just in front of the fuel cap, and the fuel cap you don't need to use the key for. It's part of the keyless system. And that little cubby was big enough to put my garage remote and keys in, which is super convenient. What's it like to ride? Well, it's a brilliant sport bike that isn't for the boy racer necessarily, although they will enjoy it too. It's got a comfortable position, and it's sane to ride this in all the sane modes, and it is outrageous in the dynamic ones. It cossets your flaws and with the technology without losing any character. It's a sport bike with quick turn-in. It's a long-distance tourer. If you don't feel like you're just not going to feel like a dork if you ride it slowly. But a half-decent rider will keep up with anyone when the road twists. And with optional luggage, it's comfortable as a long-distance tourer, and it's got the looks of a sports bike. It's a winner. I really hated giving BMW its S1000 XR back. That's how good it was. You get a 5-year warranty, and you can buy them from 274,900 Rand before those options. That's it for me this week. It's been David Dondi. It's been fun. Drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and that podcast, fmr.co.za, as always.